I mean, yeah, sure, it was a little weird, but on the net, it was a positive. Dude, you cannot be serious. On the net, it's a positive.
Tour dates, baby. Going this weekend to Ottawa, Ontario, Peterborough, Ontario, London, Ontario, and then wrapping up the month of September in Myrtle Beach, baby, Roanoke, Virginia, October, Greensboro, North Carolina, Atlanta, Georgia, the Fox Theater, Birmingham, Cedar Rapids, Springfield, Evansville, wrapping up the month, and in November, we're hitting Columbus, Ohio, Joliet, Illinois, Rockford, Milwaukee, back to Manitoba, Winnipeg, Edmonton is out in Alberta, Calgary, Reading, PA, York, Pennsylvania, Norfolk, I think that's Norfolk, Virginia, Richmond, Virginia, and Abilene, Texas. And we're on tour in the month of December as well, a couple weekends before Christmas. We out here, Rocket Money, baby. Are your subscriptions draining your wallet? The average person, are they?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
That was so many.
Yeah. It said pause, wait for producer feedback. Yeah. The average person has around 12 paid subscriptions. You got more or less than that?
I got way more than that.
I got more than that. I got definitely more than that.
Not a flex. I just have way more.
Yeah, not a flex at all. No. An opposite of a flex.
Yeah.
What is the one? I got one at the freaking, we get in fights about this all the time, the car wash.
Yeah, I have one of those.
You do?
Yeah.
Okay, where? The one by my house?
I used to have that one when I lived over that way.
So they go.
I have the same one, other side of town.
They go, hey. He goes, do you come here? The guy's standing by the thing.
Right.
And he goes, do you come? I go, I don't know. He goes, well, if you just, I can give you a free upgrade and you can get free car washes for a month if you sign up. And it's, you have to do nothing.
Yep.
You just have to go, okay, that's it.
Yep.
And I go all the time and I go, no, I'm from out of town. Uh-huh. I've been lying to the guy for and Lydia's like, dude, it's actually probably cheaper.
Yeah.
I go, yeah, but I don't want to have to remember.
Yes. Well, and that's where they get you because they just did the same thing to me.
And they're killing,
by
the way.
If you don't cancel it yourself, it's $50 a month for that.
It is?
Yes. So,
if you don't cancel
it after that free month, it's 50 a month.
And it's going.
Yes.
Yeah. This is probably the problem with America.
That's it. And that's why we have
all the problems we have.
And Rocket Money.
And Rocket Money, baby. You might not remember subscribing to half of those. If you have no idea just how much you're spending each month, you need Rocket Money. It's a great app that allows you to track all your expenses so you know exactly where your money is going. That blew my mind when I found out over 80% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about. That's accurate for sure. Think of how many free trials you've subscribed to that you never canceled.
There it is.
I'm such a big fan of Rocket Money. There are subscriptions for everything these days, from streaming services to fitness programs. Sometimes it feels impossible to keep tabs. Everything paying month to month. That's why get yourself Rocket Money. Get an app. It's a personal finance app that finds and cancels your I think they send someone to the car wash. Someone goes out there from corporate. They go, hey, you got to stop doing
it. They just show up in a Rocket Money polo.
Yeah, like, you got to stop doing Chris.
Hey, like, man, leave John alone.
Like, dude, I thought it was more like online. He goes, no, they send somebody. Yeah, they send somebody over.
Just a jack, dude. It's like former
bouncers.
It's like
a guy that's like, he's like, I don't know. I just started working here yesterday. Yeah. He's like, you know what you're doing to Chris? Then it's done.
Yeah. We know. Yeah, we know what you're doing. Yeah. Cut it out.
I wish they would do that. I just don't want to get taken.
Yeah,
like I feel like I'm getting cheated.
Yeah,
that's when I go. All right, Anyway, you can easily cancel the ones you don't want. Just press of a button. No more long hold times or annoying emails with customer service. With over 3 million users and counting, Rocket Money customers have saved an average of $720 a year.
That's crazy.
Stop saving money. All right. I had a, let me just finish this call to action. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions and manage your money the easy way by going to rocketmoney.com/net positive. That's rocketmoney.com/net positive or hit the link in the description below. You know what I wonder if they have a clause for?
What?
Again, so the ad read is over.
Ad read done.
Yeah. Ad read, according to Rocket Money, is done.
Yes.
The sponsor children. I know.
They're like, you pay this
$1.99 a month.
You ever been to like a Christian concert? I went to one, Brandon Lake and Phil Wickham at Bridgestone 2 weeks ago.
Hot show.
They still did it. Yeah. They're still doing it.
Wow.
The sponsor, if you'd like to sponsor a child, raise your hand.
Yep.
And they come around and they give you, we've talked about this on the show before.
Yeah.
I wonder if they cancel those. Because that's the one. Because my buddy was telling me during quarantine, he was out. He had to cancel it.
Yeah.
He had to call the 1-800 number. And he knows the kid, the name and the face. And he's written handwritten letters to him.
Yeah.
And he goes, I can't do it anymore.
When you call, do they go, hold on, let me go get him. Yeah. You can tell him yourself. And they bring the kid in. And he goes, hello?
Or they just have one kid. Like they just have one like Spanish kid.
A child actor that he's just sitting there on the phone playing Xbox, but it's talking to Americans, canceling things, and he's guilting them into staying on.
What are you doing? Oh, nothing. I was just in the fields. Like I was just, I'm not going to make a joke about that, but yeah.
I was just working illegally.
Yeah.
What's up?
No, but no, $40 a month. You can't do it anymore. Oh, okay. No.
Okay.
Oh, so you're just not going to, so what do you want me to do? Just, okay. No. No, I just didn't think you would ever do something like this, but it's fine.
If Rocket Money completely tanked the child sponsorship industry.
Yo, chill. they go, all right, they list them all.
Mm-hmm.
All right, this is a made up, but that is in there.
I'm sure it is.
It has to be in there.
Yes, you obviously opt to cancel or not to cancel, but like.
And that's it's a recurring.
Yeah.
So it's not, you don't sign up every month to pay.
Right.
It's, you put in your card and it's recurring. By the nature of Rocket Money, that has to be in there.
Has to show up.
And so you go, Apple TV, Stretch Labs or whatever. I went to this gym that was not a gym. They just stretch you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm familiar.
Yeah. I had one of those.
Yeah.
And you go, oh, I can't. Oh, yeah.
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 OnlyFans.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh. Which are you going to keep?
Yeah.
OnlyFans.
OnlyFans would have to be in there too.
Yeah, for sure. That's what I'm saying.
I don't have any of them, but it has to be in there.
They're going to, OnlyFans and the kid in Africa are going to show up right next to each other and you're going to make a decision.
I get the thing.
The girl in LA or the kid in Chad.
That's terrible. Oh. Well, you do it like, I just like the idea like of sketch is like Rocket Money in real life, like going to, so he comes to your door.
That. Yeah.
And he has all of them.
Yeah.
And he sits down with you.
Yeah.
So he goes, now tell me about Apple TV. And you go, all right, I liked the thing with the soccer coach.
Yep.
Whatever that show was.
Ted Lasso, yeah.
I liked it. I didn't, and I like the guy in Eastbound and Down and Righteous Gemstones.
Yep.
I'm a huge fan of him. I can't remember his name off the top of my head.
Danny
McBride. I love his work.
Yep.
So, and I liked it when, but now there's nothing on there. I've seen everything. So it's just sitting there. You go, all right.
And cut that one.
So tell me about OnlyFans. Yeah. And you're like, no, or whatever. Yeah. That's got to be a lot. That's got to be a, yeah.
You just the get judgment.
You just get an email back.
Yeah.
And you go, yeah, it's funny. Anyway, shout out Rocket Money.
Love
them. Welcome to have you along.
Heck yeah.
New country. Shouting out. We are charting in. Andrew. Thailand.
Ooh. Hey.
Too excited.
Excited?
Too excited. Very excited for Thailand. I'll tell you that.
Liam Neeson, Taken.
Oh, yeah.
We just had a Taken segment last episode,
did we?
Episode,
I don't think we did.
They go to Thailand for that?
Do they?
Yeah, yeah. One of the Taken episodes is because I'm pretty sure.
Taken 1, the guys were Albanian.
Yeah.
But I'm pretty sure they go to Thailand.
I'm a little pissed.
Yeah.
I'm a little pissed for them.
You were like, dude.
Yeah, it's like, come on, guys.
Right, really? Why?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's like.
Weird shot. Like, why them?
Yeah, why are you taking shots? Yeah, it's like people have like a lake house on the Ozarks and it's like a nice suburban neighborhood with an HOA. He's like, dude, we're not laundering money.
We don't have heroin fields aplenty out here. Like, what are you doing?
He's like, dude, you live in Ozarks? I mean, it's crazy. I'm like, no, dude, I put a cushion on my porch and they removed it because it was against the HOA.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I thought it was different.
Yeah.
No, somebody asked me, I was playing golf this week and they asked me about Nashville. They go, like the show? I go, they go, is it like the show? Where were we?
I've never seen the show.
Gosh, we're playing golf. We were playing golf with a guy and his wife asked me, is it like the show? Do they go to Tootsie's? I go, I mean, I've been there.
How do they paint Tootsie's on the show?
I don't know.
It's like
a
pop-in bar. Like,
yeah, but every show based on, that's a good one, to every based on the show. You're like, dude,
yeah,
it's not like this.
No.
Yeah, there's 1,000 of them.
Thailand is Hangover 2.
No, no, I'm like 90.
Not Taken 2.
Google it. I'm pretty sure that they go to Thailand in one of the Takens. Because I'm also pretty confident that Thailand has one of the most like dangerous sex trafficking.
That's where our joke was. You were too excited about it. You go, oh yeah. That's what's a weird
got
thing.
Some business associates over there.
I feel like half the time I have no idea what to say when you do that. And when I have Liam Neeson pops in my head, I'm like, heck yeah.
Yeah, I bet. See, all right, perfect example. There's probably a lot of good people in, is it?
It's not Taken. It's a movie called Broke Down Palace.
Yeah. Different than
Broke Down. But same exact premise.
Different than Broke Down Mountain.
Not Liam Neeson.
Yeah, very different. Yeah.
Broke Back Mountain. Yeah. No, I wonder where it was. Yeah, because everybody, I bet there's like Thailand, perfect example. I bet the guy's like, he does business in America. He's like, I live in Thailand. They're like, oh yeah. And he's like, no, dude, I just like live in the suburbs.
Yeah.
Have either of you been there?
Thailand,
I've never been there. Mm-mm. I've been on a layover there, but I never went down to the red light district.
That's a long flight, man.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
I would like to go to a lot of places, but then I go, like you just went and you're like, I'm not.
I feel that way about I feel that way about Australia.
Yeah.
Like I'll go at some point, but I'm going to have to do like 3 weeks.
And also then, we have money.
Yeah.
We can.
Yeah, sure.
But,
That's a long flight, man.
That's a long
Give me some teleportation.
Flight.
Let's make
Thailand. I'm trying to think of nobody tours there. No comics tour there. I bet the, yeah.
What's the capital?
Bangkok.
Nice.
I know that from a Ludacris song.
Nice, dude. It's one of your area codes.
Yeah.
So our Bangkok take on Thailand. Bangkok.
Yeah, that's a Thailand. Wait, that doesn't make any sense. Ludicrous. All right.
No, that's one of his more questionable lines.
Yeah. Man, yeah. That's a great. He's from Atlanta, though.
Mm-hmm. I don't know what I really know about it over there. I know it's very cheap once you get there.
Yeah. Oh, stuff is cheap.
Yeah. 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 Like once you get off the flight and then you're just there, it's very, you can be very frugal.
Yeah, you can live
probably lots of bathroom breaks, I would assume, because the food, right?
Yep,
probably. Thai food.
My stomach couldn't hang over
there. Oh, yeah, not yet. I can't go anywhere. I need to,
Strict diet of Chick-fil-A and
now being M&M's. Roasted. Yeah. I'd be very close.
Red Bull.
You can get a Coke anywhere in the world, though.
True.
We were talking on Nate's podcast this week about, we were talking about this, Georgia, where I'm from. And we're like, and I go, Coca-Cola. Yeah, it's like you can go anywhere in the anywhere on the planet Earth and get that.
Yeah.
You can go any, you can be, you're nowhere on planet Earth within an hour of a Coke.
Arguably most successful brand in the world?
Made in Georgia. I mean, I got,
Coca-Cola, Nike.
Yeah.
Just
right up there.
Stuff you'll see anywhere.
Coca-Cola. I'm talking about any, in the world.
Yeah, in the world.
Well traveled. Yeah, in the world. Yeah, because you're not going to see Apple. Not going to see any of that.
Mm-mm.
You're not going to see Tesla.
Nope.
You're not going to see IBM. The products might be, you're not going to see it.
I think McDonald's is probably on the list.
McDonald's.
I would say, McDonald's, Coke, and Nike.
Yeah. Yeah, got to be. It's got to be everywhere. Yeah, everywhere.
Michael Jackson.
Michael Jackson. Yeah.
Is that Thailand?
Thailand accent. Yeah. Let's go. We just got back off tour.
Yeah.
Shout out, by the way, we're in Oklahoma City on Thursday night. My man Weston.
Yeah.
Young kid came through the meet and greet with his parents.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Yeah. And he said he was a big fan of the pod.
Love that.
Weston is out here.
What's up, Weston?
Shout out Weston in Oklahoma City.
Thanks for watching.
My guy, a lot of unbelievable people came through the meet and greet. We were in, funny story, we're in Tulsa, Oklahoma. And we're at the Tulsa Theater. And he goes, I was playing golf. He goes, where are you playing at? He goes, the guy goes to his other guy. He's like, oh, he's downtown at the Brady Theater. I go, no, I think I'm at the Tulsa Theater. He goes, well, I go, oh, there's like a name switch thing.
Interesting.
Yeah. And I go, what happened? He goes, well, Brady was like the leader of like the KKK.
Tough look.
Yeah, or not the leader, but you know how it's always like some associate, and you're like, all right, sure. we gotta change it.
I don't think you need to be the leader for that to be controversial.
No.
I think it's just being any just, type of yeah. involved.
Just
is
went
already,
to a meeting.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Yeah. Inquired.
Sympathized with them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Responded back to the text, more information.
Oh, yeah. Opted into this SMS text list.
If you
probably.
Yeah. If you are interested in like a billboard, just drive by this mailbox and grab a We got him.
He stood up and went, let's hear him out. And everyone went, no.
Yeah. But he had a Mandel, who's a comic that was out with us this weekend, black kid.
Yeah.
not a kid. He's probably in his 20s. Yeah. He goes, that's crazy that he wasn't known for anything else.
Yeah.
He's not like a businessman or like a philanthropist that was also associated. Like, he was the best racist. I don't know. I'm obviously getting on a turn here, but he was like, he was just known for being the best.
Like, he was so good at racist that they were like, we're going to name this after you. Dude. You're really good at this.
There was like somebody got like a plaque at City Hall. Somebody got like a street. He goes, dude, we got to get a building.
That man deserves it.
You have it. Yeah. So he was there making jokes about it the whole time. And then I came on stage. So Caleb's black, and then so is Mandel. And I came on stage. I go, yo, two black comics on stage at the Brady Theater. And everybody, because it's not the Brady Theater, it's the Tulsa Theater. Everybody went nuts. And
that's awesome.
And then I was like, I was at the golf course. And I was like, I'm at the Tulsa Theater. And the guy's like, it's the Brady Theater. I'm like, all right. You're like, all right. Everything's canceled. All right. Yeah. All right, dude. Well, some things maybe might have to go.
That's hilarious.
It was a great time that we went to Springfield, Missouri, and Wichita, Kansas.
Nice.
Unbelievable. We went to the zoo. Wichita
Zoo. What do they got that's like unique?
Nothing. They had a grizzly bear.
Oh, sick.
I mean, dude, you forget it. Animals are slept on. Dude.
Yes. Big time slept on.
Big time.
Yeah.
You forgot. I was like, that's it.
Yeah.
That's it.
Grizzly's my favorite.
I mean, that thing is huge, dude. That thing is huge. And I always feel like I'm that guy because I've been on like a safari for like 3 days. I'm like, all right, well, here's what's going on. Like, I was like, all right, dude. Yeah. Like, when I've been to rehab, I feel like, all right, well, mental health wise, like, yeah. I always like anybody has any small inkling of knowledge on anything. Like, well, in my,
Yeah. I grew up watching like Nat Geo and Discovery and all that type of stuff. I get the same way around like anything wildlife. I'm like,
I wonder what the best things about that are.
The best things?
About to be like, whoa, actually, like if whatever your area of expertise is that like you can know, read one article.
Like, that's what funny. Could you get in deep on the quickest?
Yeah. Well, like, why am I an animal? So, Teslas. Well, actually, batteries. Nice. Like, you could go easy.
Yep.
Air travel. Oh, well, actually.
What are the worst and actually guys to be around?
Definitely the health people.
Yeah.
Eating anything, the well actually.
Yes.
Yeah. What? Yeah. No, this is.
You could lump in the cold plunge crowd into that.
Oh, easily. Oh, you go, yeah, well, I love Coke. And the other guy, well, actually, I don't love Coke. I love Diet Coke. Hmm. Well, actually, Diet Coke, that guy. No, dude. Well, because Diet Coke is worse.
Yeah.
Or something with the aspartame or whatever it is.
I don't know. I'm not one of those guys.
Yeah. You're not one of those guys. Dude, I had a change of heart at the Soho House.
Oh.
Yeah. Breaking news.
Okay.
I know, dude. There's a guy in the sauna.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, immediately they started going into cold plunges, and I go
talking about cold plunges.
I just
yeah
immediately, because he looked like a guy that would talk about cold plunges.
Got it.
And then he started talking about cold plunges.
I might even know who you're talking about.
Yeah,
right.
And
now
I was like, dude. And then I just was, because you're in there, you don't have any headphones or nothing,
right?
You're just in there. I'm like, I'm right here.
Yep.
And my ears are open. You can't close them.
Right.
They are hearing. And then he started talking about,
and it's like a 10x10 space.
Yeah, it's very tight. Small.
You're right on top of each other.
And then I was like, oh, here we go with this again. And then he started talking about real estate and like owning real estate. And then I was like, oh, and then about the challenges of like owning a small business. And mm-hmm. like, and I go, oh, and then I asked him a question, and then we became friends.
No way, dude.
Yeah, I know.
So what you're telling me is you
a full 180.
You listened to a guy.
I know.
You got through the initial judgment, and then he turned out to be a nice dude.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa, dude.
And he goes, and he's like very, would be opposite of what I believe or not the kind of guy that would be my first choice for
sure.
Looking at him wise.
Yep.
But then he goes, dude, you know who was also like misunderstood a lot and think about this way? Jesus. And I was like,
he said that?
What, dude?
What?
I thought you were going to say comedians.
Yeah,
and you're going to be like, dude. He goes, dude, people, like, he's like, Jesus was onto something. I was like, what? And then I was like, we should. And then I made a joke because we were talking about like how all the things that need to be fixed in like society. And I go, dude, we should start a cult.
Yeah.
And then they were all started laughing. I was like, I'm out.
Yeah.
It's nice. The best, dude. Shouldn't do that. You shouldn't judge people.
That's hilarious, dude. That's good, my message.
Like, but I was entrenched on my side.
Yeah.
And then I was listening. Yeah.
Listening, man. It does some things.
I got to keep that up.
It's wild.
They got it. Oh yeah. We got in the weekend was unbelievable. I think I'm on a new thing.
Okay.
And the podcast listeners should try it.
Okay.
You guys should try it too.
All right.
With like people ask me to do a lot of stuff all the time.
Yeah.
All the time. Do you want to play golf? Do you want to meet for lunch? Do you want to come be on my podcast? Do you want to? And I'm like, I'm on this quick, immediate yes or no.
Okay.
And just instead of like, I'll check on it, or somebody asked me for a, do I want to sponsor their golf tournament? $1,000 a hole or something. I was like, can't do it.
Nice.
Just, and I would appreciate that.
Yes.
They asked.
Everybody does.
Hey, do you want to go play golf? Hey, I'm in. Or I'm out.
Yep.
And if you're maybe, just say you're out.
Yep.
Because the ongoing of a guy, hey, what are you doing tonight? Where are we going?
Yep.
Court McCown is a buddy of mine. He's a comic. I get like kind of sensitive about things sometimes. It's probably a fair way to say that. I go, dude, you want to go to Jordan Davis tonight? It was down at whatever the amphitheater was downtown. It's a Jordan Davis country artist who I'm a fan of. At Ascend.
Yep.
Lydia was out of town. I go, hey, do you want to go? He goes, what time's it at? I go, that's like your first, again, that's on Google. Mm-hmm. And also it's a concert probably at,
that yeah, would, between that, 7 and 8.
Yeah. And or you can get there definitely between 7 and 8. He probably goes on it. I mean, and then he goes, what's the parking like down there? And I go, dude, never mind.
Yeah. You don't want to go.
And I was being like,
I would have DQ'd him.
Yeah, I was being sensitive. He goes, dude, chill. I'm just saying, like, but that's like a, hey, who else is going?
Yes. Like, that was the next question coming.
Probably.
If you didn't put a stop to it.
He goes, what's the parking like? And I'm like, dude.
Ubers.
I go, I'm good.
Yeah.
And he goes, no, hold on. I want to go. I was just like, I need a second to like, if you say, hey, do you want to do this? Mm-hmm. I need a second to figure out what my night is going to be.
Mm-hmm.
5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
What's the part? It's like a delay. We're in the conversation. I haven't decided if I want to go yet. I'm looking up information. I'm seeing how much tickets are. I'm doing my own recon on this side. What's parking like? And I go, actually, forget it.
Yep.
Is that what you actually said?
Yeah. I go, dude, don't worry about it.
I'm with that. Good for you.
I go, I'll find somebody else.
Yeah.
And he goes, no. This. And then he jokes about it. He's like, dude, he's so sensitive. I go, I'm good.
I don't think you're overly sensitive there.
I go, dude,
I think
I'm
that's
good.
A dude. Do you want to go or not? Because if dude, you say no, I'm inviting the next person.
Yeah.
So like, do you want to go?
And you can, and you
nope.
can,
okay.
and yeah. And feelings, if somebody goes, if I go, hey dude, you want to go to Soho House? You go, can't bro.
Done.
That's better than like, oh, let me see what Maggie is like. Let me, like, dude.
Yeah.
Can't.
Yep.
And then it's like, if I'm on like coming in town and somebody asks me, that day, like, dude, I see you're in Tulsa. You want to go to lunch? I'm like, dude, can't.
Would you accept this?
Can't.
Would you accept this? If you were like, hey, Alex, want to meet up at Soho?
Yeah.
And I said, yes, let me double check on da-da-da-da-da.
Yeah.
And I'll get right back.
Because
I start with a yes,
I would say, tell me a time frame.
Cool.
Or like, hey, let me.
Give me 5 minutes. I'll get right back to you.
5 minutes. Done. And I'll see what, because there's obviously things.
I'm with that.
Yeah.
I like that.
I'm just saying yes or no quickly.
I like that a lot.
You don't play golf? Can't do it.
Has it released or like removed a type of stress from your life?
Well, yeah. Well, Nate asked me if I was going to come be on their podcast. And we play golf all the time, me and Nate.
Yeah.
He goes, you'll play golf. I just, now I'm working on getting better. I go, I'm in.
Nice.
But Tuesday, I'm in 12:15. I'll be there.
Mm-hmm.
No more. And then I feel like you would be asked more, and then you would alleviate your. I leave my text on red that I open them and read them, and if I need to respond to it, I put it back on red,
on unread,
on unread. Sorry. Same. So it's like sitting there, and somebody's like, they asked if I wanted to donate to their golf charity, and I go, "What club is it at?" It was like a national. I was like, "Dude, that." Why am I asking that?
That's asking who else is going. That's what
that's
that is.
Asking.
It's the same thing.
I'm not positive. Yeah. Who else is, because who else is going is like,
I'm not enough.
Yeah, really?
That's how I always feel.
It's a, yeah.
If someone's like, well, who else is going to be there? It's like, okay, I would do the same thing.
I'm
never
good.
Mind then. Not you.
I'm good.
That's who's not going to be there. Not you.
Now we've met under like social pretenses and business pretenses. Mm-hmm. I would probably like to know, are we just, we're just what are we doing?
Absolutely.
Yeah. What? Because if you go, oh, we're just chilling, and you're like, you wouldn't do this, but like slid a contract over, like, yeah. Oh, I thought we were
just getting lunch.
Or if we were going for business, and you're like, never said anything about.
Yes.
Yeah, I need a note, but
for
yeah.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah, that is important. Hey, I want to go over XYZ.
Yeah.
Or hey, you just want to grab a bite?
Yeah.
Different.
But you can be. You're allowed to be. I'm just going to say quick. Nah. Yes or no.
I love that.
I'm going to work on it this week.
I think that's good. Yeah. I will too.
I'll come back in with my examples.
That's nice.
Speaking of,
mm-hmm.
Very quick. Well, it's not a quick yes or no, but I was driving on a two way, one lane this way, one lane that way, like a country, not a country road, but one lane, one lane. Right? Mm-hmm. Is that called a two way? Two lane?
I would just call that a road. I think that's how most roads are.
Yep.
What do you describe it as? Yeah. And so there was like, this lady stopped.
Most people don't have roads that have less than that, by the way. So that's just
two lane.
Yeah.
Yeah. But two lane on each side is a four lane. Oh, yeah. Yeah. So that it was like, it was kind of stop and go because it was a little bit of traffic. And then the lady stopped in front of me to let people from the side streets go in.
Gotcha.
And the person was like, they didn't know what to do because they were, why are you stopping? And she was like, and I was like, nah. Like,
okay,
this is not how the rules work.
Mm-hmm.
When you're turning right, you don't wait for the light, you just go.
Mm-hmm.
And I honk. And now, and Lydia gets mad if I honk.
Okay.
At anyone ever. What do you guys do? Do you ever use the horn on your car?
I only use the horn if somebody doesn't see me and they're going to hit me. Yesterday.
Really?
Yesterday, I'm driving Mike to the airport and a van.
Get an Uber, Mike.
I switched lane. He had just driven me to the airport 2 weeks before.
All right, fair.
I pull over into the lane to my right. He's coming into my lane now from the next lane over.
Okay, yeah.
So he starts to come in. He does not see me. I hit my horn. He swerves back into his lane.
Okay.
All good.
Oh, yeah.
That's how I use my horn.
You would never, if somebody's doing something wrong.
I can't say I would never because I have emotions and they get the best of me for sure. But
yeah,
typically I'm not honking at people.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to get in a fight.
I don't think you're going to get a fight for something like that.
I don't know, man.
So what if somebody, paranoid. If somebody doesn't see a light?
The quick little like, meep, I'm right behind you. Yeah, because like,
they're texting?
Yeah, I'll give you that one.
You do? Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm.
But I'm like, very patient there.
Yeah. Well, I feel like I give a pop up. That's like a, yo, that's not a.
Is a quick two a polite one?
Yeah.
I think that's what it really comes down to is two. Like, what Morse code honking are you doing?
Yeah. The two. Yeah. You go pop up. That's like a, hey, what's up?
Yeah.
That's like a hi.
Cool.
Like other people exist.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is your to ear.
That's worth fighting.
I don't think I've ever done that one. I have.
I definitely have.
Yeah. But I think people.
I do that one when someone's going to hit me.
Yeah.
It's I lay on it until they see me.
Just hold on it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I don't think I've ever done, if somebody, I go, but I'm not like the enforcer of the rules.
Right.
But everybody, like, I always like, that's like me with trying to fight the guy with the truck.
Right.
I'm like, dude, you're not the enforcer. Like,
what is your road rage reaction?
I just get mad with you. Like, dude, this is not how the road works.
Uh-huh.
But I'm not a good driver either.
But will you then like, will you lay on the horn? Like, will you gesture at anybody? You know what I mean? Like, do you do anything like that?
No, I never flick anybody off. And when people flick me off, I give them a thumbs up.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mine's I like this one.
Oh, yeah.
I clap and then nice. Like, hey, you blew that, dude. Yeah. We all know it.
messed that up.
You know you messed that up.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I liked it. I liked when everybody's like, I said in my live show, I think we're all like deep down inside. We're like kind of like, we're not good people.
Yeah.
Like inside. I go, when you get cut off, and you speed up to get around them. Whatever you're looking in that car hoping to see, that's who you need to pray about.
Wow.
Because you're hoping it's a man or a woman,
right.
Black, white, old, young, whatever you are looking to see what that is, and you're like, I knew it.
Yeah.
Which is, it could be, by the way, it could be anything except your twin.
Right.
Like a 2 years younger than me, it's a kid. 2 years older than me, freaking old people.
Imagine if it was, though.
Yeah.
You're like, I hope it's me 2 years ago.
It is.
Oh, it's not.
Bro, what? Dude, yeah. No matter what it is, you go, I knew it. Which is crazy.
That is crazy, but that is a good way to check yourself. Yeah.
Your hope, what are you hoping is in there to be like, I knew it?
Yeah.
That's crazy, dude.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, baby. We out here. You want to get to the Let's get some ads.
Let's hit them.
That's what I was going to ask for about. Cognitive switch.
DJ Juve Labs. Yeah,
cognitive switch. What by DJ Juve Labs. Don't you love that feeling when you're in the zone on a roll and going above and beyond everything you wanted to get done in your day? I do be having those days like that. Man, yeah. That's why I've been loving the new science-backed product called Cognitive Cognitive Switch. That gives me the focus and concentration boost whenever I need it. And listen, me, by the way, I got to be the most tuned in at 8 p.m.
Mm.
I wake up like I got to be the most like, you know, everybody gets productive from like 10 to like noon.
Yeah.
And then the rest of the day, I got to be.
That's usually when I like start yawning. Like 8 p.m. is when I'm like, all right, dude, I'm done. You got to switch on.
I got it. And a lot of the guys, actually, I haven't tried it, but I might, because Derek Stroop was out with Bert Kreischer. And they do a pre-show workout.
Interesting.
Like 5. And I don't know. Yeah, maybe that's, yeah. But I like this.
This helps.
Cognitive Switch, a newly launched ketone ester drink developed by scientists at a healthy aging company, Juvenescence. Juvenescence?
I think it's Juvenescence, but yeah. I like it with a soft J.
Bring me to life.
Nice.
Andrew, dude. Nothing?
Very
dude?
Nice. That's very
nothing?
Good.
Nothing?
Wake me up. Oh. I can't wake
Evanescence.
Up.
That's never that. Even heard of that.
Oh, gosh.
Net positive. We'll see you next week. I mean, dude, are you serious?
Evanescence.
I sat on it when you read it. I go, I got it.
Nailed it.
Yeah. And nothing from Andrew, dude. Dang. It's a formula that gives your body the building blocks to create your own ketones, which are essentially fuel for your brain to give you the boost in focus, concentration, and even sustained energy without the crash. I love Cognitive Switch because it helps me get into the zone and feel my best, and I can get power throughout the afternoon. That's when I need it, all while supporting my brain health. Cognitive Switch comes in two forms: a drink that tastes like delicious tropical yogurt, let's go, and an unflavored powder that gives you the mix into any drink you like, such as your morning coffee, as a creamer substitute. Cognitive Switch just launched. For a limited time, our listeners can enjoy this special offer. Visit JuveLabs, JuveLabs.com/net positive. That's JuveLabs.com/net positive. Hit the link in the episode description below and get 20% off your order. Don't miss out on the opportunity to start your journey toward enhanced mental performance. Unlock your brain's potential and experience the power of Cognitive Switch. Hey, you see somebody on the internet? You need to enhance your mental performance, bro. That's like a roast.
That's a slam.
See a therapist.
Yeah.
Like, seek help.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, hey, enhance your mental, dude. Yeah, exactly. What are you doing?
Yo,
what are you doing for your mental, bro?
You just roast somebody, you just send them some Cognitive Switch. Dang, dude.
Swipe up.
Got them. Speaking of, dude, 1 in 5 Americans. Oh, this is a podcast also brought to you by Babbel. 1 in 5 Americans. What do you call a person who speaks 3 languages? Trilingual. Let me see. What do you call someone that's 1 1/4? I'm not bilingual, so I speak a little bit of Spanish.
1 1/4?
Yeah.
I think if you continue the copy, actually, they might have you here.
Oh, dang. All right. Someone who speaks 2, bilingual. Someone who speaks 1, American. Whoa, 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 whoa. Babbel, I'm the comic, dude. Why I didn't deserve that? Gotcha, only 22. Dude. I didn't even read that.
Slam, bro.
That's hilarious.
Babbel from the top rope.
All right. First of all, people from other countries don't speak every language.
No, but they definitely speak more than us.
They think so?
For sure, dude. Yeah.
Everybody in Albania?
They speak like 5. It's nuts.
Really?
Yeah.
Dang.
Which made me feel dumb because I'd be like, no, Albanian. And they'd be like, German? No. Yeah.
And you
French?
Go,
no. Italian? No. And they would just be like, all right.
They're like, you're not
worth speaking to, I guess.
No dinner.
Yeah. Like,
oh, yeah. I guess, when I go to like any Latin American country, we were in Honduras, I've been in Mexico, even if you go to on the border, anything that the restaurant, not actually on the border, but you can make your way around.
Yeah.
I know enough words that they can kind of, I mean, it's tough,
yep.
But you go, all right, donde está in the, you can figure it out and you kind of know the accent that you can kind of, Germany, not one.
Out.
Not a word.
No.
Not one.
Mm-mm.
French, none.
No.
what do they speak in China? Mandarin.
Yep.
Not one.
Until not now.
One until now, baby. You can understand sounds no matter what language you speak or are learning. Start learning a new language this fall and be the exception, not the rule, baby, because with Babbel, you start speaking a new language in just 3 weeks.
That's crazy fast.
You can understand no matter what language you speak or are learning. Boom, like that. We got sound effects in this spot.
Whoa, dude.
Next level. If you skip in the ads, you skip in true entertainment. Mm-hmm. Like that, the sound of the right answer in Babbel. Start speaking a new language in just 3 weeks, baby. Let's go. If you're taking a look at search trends, interested or looking at a new language only increasing over time. And that's why Americans are slow at it, apparently. Yeah. And there tends to be a bit of a spike in the fall because it's the perfect time to pick up a new hobby like learning language. With Babbel, you start speaking a new language in just 3 weeks. Just in time to show off for the holidays. These people are funny.
They are funny.
They got a good sense of humor.
Yeah, they do a good job here.
Here's the special, baby, limited time deal for our listeners to get to start right now. Get 55% off. That's unbelievable. Your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners at Babbel.com, Babbel.com/net. Not net positive, /net.
Just net.
Or at the link in the episode description below, rules and restrictions may apply.
They may.
They could apply. Dang it, dude. Can we use that at win or not in the ad read?
That's the sound that you hear when you get one right on in Babbel. Yeah. That's what it is. But I think we could use it as a sound just for when I say anything.
When I honk the horn correctly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's get to the news, baby. You want to?
Let's go.
Let's
dude.
Get into
Where
it.
Where do you want to go here?
September 20th. You want to go to, Extreme Baptism.
Okay. Deal.
And the internet is just, man, just a gift that keeps on giving.
Truly.
The gift that keeps on giving. The internet, it's such a, all right, here we go. This is baptism. I mean, this guy just absolutely DDTs the man.
It's extremely vicious.
Whoa, oh my, is that true?
This is real.
Oh, yes. Let's go.
Go, if you're a listener, go watch the YouTube episode for this because,
This guy is baptized. So it's like in a horse trough or whatever you call it. And this guy's absolutely extreme baptizing people. He's picking them up out of the water and body slamming them. Like, I didn't know I was getting baptized by Goldberg.
WW evangelism.
Let's go. As I was saying, and then somebody jumps in it with him.
WW Emmanuel.
Nice, dude. He tackles him into it. That's crazy. I mean,
the lift up on this one.
He's like, in the name of the Father, Son, and your future chiropractor. I mean, his neck is disconnected, dude.
They're all getting up looking happy, though.
And look at this. This one right here. That's a 15-yard penalty.
For sure.
That's a 15-yard. That's a personal foul.
Unnecessary
that's
reference.
Definitely. That's a personal. I don't know what the personal foul is. It's not this.
I think it's holding. That one.
Yeah. That's a personal. And he's like, and he dunks the guy twice.
The double is crazy.
I like how he kind of like pimps it. Like he like walks it off. Like, yeah, that's what's up. Yeah, I just did that.
He's not in.
Blessings be upon you.
He's not in the thing.
No.
But he's soaking wet. Dude, how are you wet?
He's in it on that
bro,
one.
He's in it on that one. All right. I know exactly how this starts.
Yeah.
Okay. I know exactly how this starts. The guy, it's like any preacher or anybody on TV. It starts out and he says something that's a little bit Shannon Sharp or Skip Bayless or whatever. They say, go on or Stephen A. Smith. And everybody goes, and that's the thing that shows up on the internet the next day.
Yes.
They go, oh. So this guy did this once to, I'm guessing, here's how it starts. He goes, and Jason here, who is giving his life to the Lord, he played college football. Mm-hmm. And he was in college, he was searching. Mm-hmm. He's making a lot of poor choices. You know, he started drinking, getting into drugs, running around with women, and college football was his vehicle to make all that happen. And now he's given his life to the Lord. And that college, those college football days that identified you as a person are now over. Mm. And then he did that. And he dunked the guy. And everybody went nuts. Yeah, and then dude. Everybody in the church, it was probably a youth camp or something less. And he's like, here's how we do it at the youth group. And then, I mean, the poor pastor can't follow this.
Right.
The pastor is not, he's like, what am I?
Yeah.
He comes out and he comes out in a sport coat. He's like, turn your Bibles to Acts 4. Yeah,
this
it's
has,
like, dude.
This has to be done like after service.
Yeah, we just saw the Royal Rumble. Like next week, he's going to be like, dude, we're going to do it off of a cage. I'm like, dude, you're in a cage now? He brings out a ladder.
Ladder match, yeah.
He's like,
he's tagging other associate pastors in.
Yeah. Dude, the jumping in is crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The if you get
on the ladder, it's hilarious.
I went deep into the comments here and somebody claims that this is at their church and they're saying like the backstory is he asks people how aggressive he can get with it on a scale of 1 to 10. And these are clips of people who said 11 or 12.
Oh, yeah. Also, if I'm getting baptized, I want to be on the reel.
Yeah. 2 to 10,
dude.
This is sick.
I mean, dude, jumping on top of a guy. And also, this is one of the most humble men I know. I believe that.
I do too.
I believe that.
Yeah, it says yesterday 163 people from our church got baptized. That's so many body slams. That's, he's got to be so sore.
That's the whole service.
Yeah, dude.
He's going.
Like, praise God. 163.
Dude, in one game, it's Pro Bowl number.
Run it, dude.
It's a Pro Bowl
run him up. This is Hall of Fame stuff.
Yo.
He's closing in on John.
Yeah, dude.
He's closing in on John's numbers.
John the Baptist.
Yeah.
He's getting a call. He's getting a call from like Nick Saban. He goes, dude, I've seen this. I've seen your baptism. Just the form. The form is just crazy.
It's fantastic technique.
Because he supports him with the neck.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. John the Baptist is like Kareem.
Yeah.
And like this guy's LeBron. Yeah, he's like, I'm coming for that.
He's like, dude, who's compare him?
Yeah. It's
what is John the Baptist?
ESPN graphic.
Dude, I like that the guy goes 163 baptisms is, I love that one. They go, hey, I've heard these sermons. I've been coming to this church for a month. I really like, I think I want to give my life. I just last week I gave my life to the Lord and I want to get baptized. And they go, Jason's on vacation. You want you want the Jason baptism. You want he's kind of gone for the summer, but he'll be back in the fall. Can you wait?
Yeah.
You don't want any baptism. You want that one.
He'll be back for a fall run. If you want to get on the list.
No,
there.
This is not what sometimes we have baptisms at my church that we're like, Sunday night is baptism.
Right.
So like you can come
not
back.
Not uncommon.
Yeah. Like I went to a football game, a middle school football game. Corey Asbury's son was playing at CPA or something. I don't know where he's playing, but Franklin Road, and I live like right there.
Yep.
And he's like, his son's a baller, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I went to the game and I go, oh, I think only people here are involved here. Like if you are in these stands, you have someone, you know, someone, you brought someone that's playing.
Yeah.
That's the Bible. That's the baptism service.
Yeah.
You don't just go to baptism service.
Right.
You invite your squad. And the whole sanctuary is your people.
Right.
You're not just out there, I'm going to baptism service.
No, it's a home game.
Yeah. You got to be invited. Because I was sitting out there. I was like, no.
Were you with Corey?
Yeah, I found him immediately. Because I was like, I can't just be out here.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Someone's going to be like, which one is yours? And you're going to be like,
No, I just love football. Yeah. You're like, ah, bye. Hey, hello? Yeah, we got somebody out here.
Yeah.
Immediately.
Who writes that list? We got someone we have to put on it.
I gotta find Corey immediately.
Yeah. This comment says, welcome to the church of MMA, brother.
Yeah. Dude, this guy. Yeah, we love this guy, by the way.
Fantastic, dude.
Shout out. Well done. Speaking of the internet, you want to go to, let's go to, is that her name? Georgia?
Georgia.
We love her.
I do. Very much.
You mentioned her first, but she's been on my feed.
Yeah. She's all over my For You page.
It's just so, yeah. So she is an influencer?
Yeah. She owns a bikini company, I believe. Yeah. Georgia, forgive me if I'm getting this wrong. It's called, I think, Strawberry Milk Mob. And she also makes all of these videos of her just talking to her phone
that are hilarious.
I think she's so funny.
Let me put a caveat on this. I've never seen any of the bikini videos.
Oh, they're not. No, these aren't bikini videos.
No, I know these. Oh. I didn't know she did that.
Oh yeah, she sells bikinis.
I thought she's not a comedian.
No, but
that's
also
what makes
she's
it even better. By the way,
yes, but also she's not what you're alluding to. That like she's not she's a thirst not. Trap girl.
Okay, I was like, well, I don't know about this. Uh-uh. Okay, yeah,
that's not what it is.
All right, so she makes that because I've seen them on my For You page. It's like why she loves men.
Yes.
And that is so funny. And all the things that she says are hilarious and true.
Yes. Yeah, she does all like, it's a whole series.
That's her, yeah.
Yeah, here's one.
Reason number 32 why I love men is because they love blue jobs. I always talk about blue jobs, pink jobs, and men just love blue jobs. They eat them up. It's like, babe, can you please open up this peanut butter? Yep, no problem. Screeks it open, no problem. Any can, any jar, pickles, they're opening it. And they love it. They love when you ask. The other day, I'm driving down the road. I'm like, Brad, I think my wheel's flat or something. He's like, pulls over to the side, does a full 360 check of every single one of my wheels, loved every second of it. He loved every second of it. I don't like doing blue jobs. They honestly, they secretly like pumping gas too. They literally love it. Anything blue, they love it. They'll do it. And that's why I love men, because I don't want to do those jobs.
That is the most accurate thing I've ever heard.
Love it, dude.
Yeah.
Tell me where she missed.
Yeah. I got it. Yeah.
Crushed
I don't
it.
Even do, and I don't, I'll be the first guy to admit, I don't know anything about any of that stuff.
Right.
But we were at Andrew East's house. He's like, you want to go out to the grill? I was like, yeah, let's get out there. Mm-hmm. Like, well, I don't know anything about what, I don't know anything about this.
Let's get out there.
He's like, let's go to the grill. I was like, all right. Yeah. No idea.
But it feels good to be able to fill that need.
Dude, if you know what, my dad is the king of this. Mm-hmm. Like when he goes to visit, like if you say, hey, you want to come, all my siblings would probably say the same thing. You want to come like up for the weekend to like go to coffee and get dinner? He's like, oh. He's like, dude, my I need the crown molding redone. He's like, I'm there.
Yeah.
And he will load up the truck with all the tools.
He's going quick yes on that.
Oh, quick yes, yeah. Dude. He's like, hey, the crown molding is coming apart. I think I got this link that I would like my. He's like, I'm there.
Yep.
All the tools, all the hammer, nails, saws in the back of the Volvo.
Yep.
He's there.
Drop the pin, I'm coming.
Yeah. And if you're sitting at Christmas for like 3 days and there's a bunch of dudes, somebody will be like, you want to go to Home Depot to build a, oh yeah. And I don't even know how to do most of those things.
Blue jobs.
No, but the, yeah, yeah. Opening up a can jobs. Is like blue. It's like hilarious. They're like, oh, I got it.
Here's another one.
Reason number 3 why I love men is because they always know how they like their steak cooked. You know, you ask a woman, how do you want your steak cooked? She'll be like, medium rare, I think. You know, you ask a woman, what do you want to drink? She'll be like, can I see the menu? Like, I kind of want a fun cocktail. You know, you ask a man, I'll get a lager. You know, I'll get a whiskey on the rocks, medium rare, more rare. You know, they know exactly how they like their food and their drinks. And I love men for that because I don't know what the hell I want. So I'm hoping I can just piggyback off your decisions.
Again, I see. Where is the miss?
She nails it.
Where is the error?
Yep.
I know exactly. I go, I want a Coke. I don't even look at the menu.
Yeah.
Actually, they made fun of me the other day because we were in Wichita. And they go, this local like breakfast spot. And we all sat down and we were chatting and looking around. And she goes, what do you have? I go, number one. Whatever the number one is.
Yeah.
You know what? At breakfast, let me get the breakfast.
Yeah. It's the variety type platter. You get a little bit of everything. It's
there's
the perfect
two
amount of
eggs.
Food. Yep.
There's some, you could choose sausage or bacon. Yep. And then there's either hash browns, grits, and then there's toast. And then you're like, give me the, what does everybody come here and get?
Yeah.
Give me the number one. And then they'll ask you, what kind of eggs, what kind of meat, what kind of bread, what kind, do you want jelly on the side? Do you want a fruit cup? Just, I go, yeah. I get it. I got to look at a menu for, unless we go to some place that's like, here we go at this place again. But we don't ever go into a place like that because everybody knows that what is all this?
Yeah.
I know exactly. I was like, let me get a Coke, steak, medium.
Yep.
No question.
Done.
Yeah. I don't need to hear. I got it. Yeah. I don't need to hear.
Don't come check in on us either.
Chicken nuggets.
We're good.
I'm good. Yeah. What's what you want to watch one more?
Sure. All Which right. one do you want to do out of these last
doesn't
three?
Doesn't matter to me. All
right. We'll just do the next one.
All right.
Reason number 17 why I love men is because the way to their heart is to pretend you don't know something, so they have to explain it to you.
Sometimes stop. Hold on. Stop. Just... I do be doing this all the time. Wait, what'd she say?
I'll play it again. She's saying the way into their heart is by letting them explain something to you.
This is embarrassing, dude.
Reason number 17 why I love men is because the way to their heart is to pretend you don't know something, so they have to explain it to you.
Oh, gosh.
I'm literally just asking Brad random stuff. Like, how do you get that golf swing and let him ramble for half an hour? You know, I'm not listening. He feels good about himself. Brad, am I supposed to change the oil in my car? Like, how do I know? Let me explain that to you, Georgia. I'd be happy to. It makes him feel helpful. Dang
it, dude. That's a fact.
She's got some healthy accountability for men going on
right,
here, too.
Where she's it's right like, on
yeah,
all this.
Yeah, we do
but
that.
But she says it in a funny, it's like uplifting.
Yeah, it's with love.
I feel like
it's with love.
Yeah.
I feel like we're all on the same team.
Yeah, that's so true. With she's her. Like, this, yeah. This is why you guys are great.
Yeah. Everyone has a different number, too. I love it. She just throws out random. The reason number 17.
Oh, they're not in order?
No, she just throws out numbers.
Oh, that's even
there's
funnier.
Infinite oh, ones there of these if yeah. you want to go to her page and check them out. It's incredible.
Let me think why I like explaining stuff.
It makes you feel smart.
And Lydia doesn't even ask. I just start in.
Or she does, and she knows she's doing what George is doing. Where it's like, how
I wonder
do you,
if she does.
How do you do that?
When she's tricking me. John, tell me about this. Yeah. She's like, yeah.
She just pushes her mic away. She's like, sure,
yeah. Hey, John, tell us about how did you figure out that bit?
It does feel good. Yeah. So what was your thought process behind opening with that joke? I'm gone. I'm in the clouds.
Yeah. She's not even in the room anymore.
No,
you're
gone.
Just going off.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah.
You're
yeah.
seeing numbers and code in front of your eyes. Just
that
going
like
off.
A beautiful mind of Russell Crowe, dude. Like, yeah. Yeah. Well, listen, comedy work. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Golf is a funny one, but it's always like guy stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why did you? Yeah.
Just feels good explaining.
What's your favorite thing to get asked about? That you like?
I mean, it would have to be because I my default is getting like annoyed at stuff. No, why that? No, I've been into like cause we voted for like a mayor and city council, and we're like deep into like what like we talked about like the stadium, like all right, Titans and stadium, or like Broadway. I've been like very in defense of Broadway a ton recently because I go, listen, if you live here, everyone's coming to this city for that square mile. Not even a square mile, square four blocks.
Yeah, it's 100 yards.
Let them have it. Mm-hmm. If you don't want to go down there, don't go down there. Mm-hmm. Don't. It's let them have all the trucks. I go, when you go down there, people come in from all over the world to come here. Mm-hmm. And they want to see the honky tonks, put music at everyone. Just make it clean and make it safe down there.
Yeah.
Just make it clean and make it safe and make it accessible so people come. And if you live in Franklin, you're like, we need to get rid of the party buses. No, don't go down there.
You're not even here.
And if you want to go to a Titans game, park on the other side.
How good did this just feel to explain that just now? Didn't that feel great? There it is. Nice.
I just did it.
There it is.
Boy, that's this whole podcast.
That's it. We solved it.
You tricked me into that, dude. Like, what's the thing? I went into something.
I've been working with Georgia. Yeah.
Dang, dude. She's right on that.
Yeah,
dude. That is hilarious. I've been in there, baby. Speaking of what I can explain to you, magnesium breakthrough.
Yes.
I lie awake at night for hours, physically exhausted, trying to fall asleep. I'm jacked up after my shows.
Yeah.
That's why I can't fall asleep. Yep. But it couldn't be because my mind was so wired. I would wake up exhausted and my productivity for the day would be ruined. I know everybody's listening to this and nodding along. Mm-hmm. The longer it would take me to fall asleep at night, the more stressed I would be getting about my energy levels the next day. That's a vicious cycle. However, since I started adding magnesium breakthrough to my nightly routine, the only lie about that is that I don't have a nightly routine. But I did. I've been able to quiet my mind to get the best sleep ever. Plus with Miracle Made Sheets. Mm. That's a double advertisement, but it's not about them. Once I started taking Magnesium Breakthrough, my sleep completely changed. Now I have no problem falling asleep. For me personally, Magnesium Breakthrough has helped solve my sleep problems from winding down at the end of a stressful day to tossing and turning and waking up groggy. Magnesium Breakthrough, baby! It's been a game changer. Unlike other magnesium supplements that might be giving you one to two forms of magnesium, Magnesium Breakthrough contains all seven forms of magnesium. Like, dude, I thought there was only one from the periodic table.
Same.
When I was in chemistry class. Mm-hmm. AP chemistry, by the way. I'll brag.
Flex.
I'll let people know. Over 75% of the population is magnesium deficient. Most magnesium supplements are proven to be ineffective because they only contain one to two forms of magnesium. Now, Magnesium Breakthrough, baby, contains all seven. Don't miss out on the most relaxing sleep ever with Magnesium Breakthrough. Go to magbreakthrough.com/netpositive and use the promo code netpositive10 during checkout to save 10% or hit the link in the episode description. Do you remember when I used to drink a lot?
Yeah.
I thought I was getting the best sleep.
Mm-hmm.
But then somebody's like, no, you're not.
Mm-mm.
You're getting the worst sleep ever. You're just not.
Yeah, literally.
The worst.
It's terrible for
you. But you would sleep. You wouldn't wake up.
Right.
And you would wake up, you wouldn't even know where you were.
Right.
And you're like, man, I slept 10 hours. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I'm getting the best sleep ever. But I was like, why do I feel horrific?
Yeah, no recovery whatsoever.
No rejuvenation is happening during that sleep. It's just like we're trying to keep this guy alive.
Yeah, it's trash.
Yeah. But I felt like you slept for so long, you were getting good sleep. Mm-hmm. No.
None.
This gets yourself some good sleep, baby. You want to wrap it up with some news?
Let's hit it.
We had a couple. Let's get to the Halle Berry, dude.
Okay. So the backstory here is Drake dropped a new single.
Okay.
The new single is called Slime You Out.
Slime You Out. What does that mean?
It's up for interpretation.
Okay.
We can leave it there.
I thought it would be like ghosting someone.
Sure.
But yeah. All right. Yeah. My bad, dude. Okay.
So this is people can do their Googles. Yeah. And that said, he went and posted as an announcement of like, hey, the song is out, everybody, on his Instagram. Okay. And the photo that he used is a photo of Halle Berry covered in like Nickelodeon slime.
Classic. Halle Berry, dude. Halle Berry hasn't made an appearance in a while.
I would agree.
Good for Halle Berry.
Yeah. So here she is. And so that was all good and fun. I think everybody thought it's a great little collab. So, get launch.
It? Slime. Sure. Right, you could have used, all right, got it.
What's tough though is that Halle was not happy about
Come
it.
Come on, Halle.
And she came out and posted this the next morning.
Sometimes you have to be the bigger guy, even if you're a woman.
And so
she didn't approve of it.
TMZ reached out to her. They got comment. She basically said Drake reached out and asked if he could use the photo as the cover art.
Yeah.
She said no.
Yeah.
And then he went and posted it anyways. So he didn't use it as the cover art for the song. Yeah. He just posted it on his Instagram, which I think anybody can post that photo on Instagram right now if they want to.
His name's Drake.
But also he's Drake. So that's fine. And so, yeah, she's upset about it.
Oh, okay. She's mad. All right. Listen, I like always when people forget how the internet works.
Mm-hmm.
That's always my favorite.
Yes.
I go like when I go on a, I've been on hundreds of podcasts, other people's podcasts. And only one time, Ryan Long, one of my good buddies, I asked him to take down a clip.
Mm-hmm.
One time. Cause I was like, all right, it was a little out of context. And I was like, dude, if you listen to the whole podcast, but just that. But you're like, hey, this is how podcasting works.
Yeah.
If you go on a podcast, it's going to be clipped to say that's how the internet works.
Right.
And you'd be like, yeah. All right. Go listen to the whole episode if you want context on that. Sure. I don't. Yeah. That's how the internet works. We all signed up for this game.
Yeah.
Not signed up for it, but if you're a public figure, you signed up to play it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Unfortunately, there is a Danica Patrick, you know who that is?
Yes.
She's a
driver.
ex-NASCAR driver. There was I don't have to get into the whole thing, but there was a death in the NASCAR community and somebody posted their condolences and she just crushed the person for being insincere about it. I go, and then she got just wiped out. Yeah. Well, I'm not giving you the full context of it, but it's like awesome when you're like, I'm coming this way and everybody goes, screw. Nope.
Yep.
That's how it works.
Yeah.
That's how the game works.
Well, and Halle doesn't even own this photo. Yes.
Yeah. Like, no, whoever dude, took it,
I'm sure it's Getty Images or something. Like, I'm sure Drake bought the rights
to it. And also, I'm just thinking the Sultan of Saudi Arabia, mm-hmm. Donald Trump, and the person with the third most legal representation in America is Drake.
Sure.
It is. I mean, this guy... He's been in so much legally.
Yeah.
He's the guy that, like, if you go on his tour bus, go to his house, all phones.
Yep.
I know that. All phones, sign the NDA.
Yep.
You can't even, and he had the thing with the hot sauce.
Yep.
Like, and then, like, the thing with Bobby Altov.
Yep.
It's like, dude, Drake is smarter.
Yeah.
You're going to lose to Drake.
Yeah.
I'm sure
this went through legal before.
Yes, dude. Yes. Or if he did, Drake. Respect to the man who is always feels like he's a step or two ahead.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't it feel like that?
Yeah.
I've always thought that way about Drake.
Yeah.
Great music, but then he put out that like EDM album. Mm-hmm. He's always with the Bobby Altaw podcast and then it got taken down.
Yep.
It was like, oh, you got Drake'd.
Yeah.
Drake's smarter than you.
He's a chess wizard.
That's a good way to put it.
He's
playing
checkers. Master.
He's playing chess.
Yeah.
Drake?
Yeah.
Playing chess.
Yeah. Yeah. Also, Halle Berry, sit down.
Yeah. Also, or, you can stand up and be happy to be here.
Sure.
Yeah,
this is fun.
Yeah, good.
This could have been really
fun. Or you could be like, yo, shout out.
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks to the new followers, Drake. Yeah. Halle Berry. Yeah, I'll hop on that.
Sometimes you have to be the bigger guy, even if you're a woman.
Okay. And that's a tough font also.
It is a tough
font. That's a tough font. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Hold on. Go back.
Sure.
How many likes does Drake post have?
That's a great question, John. The Halle Berry post has 52,001 likes.
Okay. All right.
And the Drake post has 2.2 million.
Okay. Hey, Halle, you win. You win in this situation. Just be like, dude, you're like, you'll hit me for that feature. Or, I mean, I could think of 1,000 comments to put number one.
Yeah.
And then you're getting all, I mean.
Yeah.
That's how the internet works.
Yeah, this is a miss. Fire your PR team.
That's a miss.
They picked the wrong battle.
Let's get to, speaking of PR that we need to address.
Sure.
Go to the Mr. and Mrs. Smith. Mm-hmm. All right, ladies. All right, so the writers and actors strike has been going on for some time now.
For sure. I've heard about it.
And yeah, and I'm pressed. Mm-hmm. I'm struggling to know. They had a Tonight Show episode from Christmas on, and I go, all right.
They're just re-airing.
Yeah, and I go, they're like, they were like, dude, today in the news, Joe Biden fell on a bicycle. I go, what? But I go, okay.
Yep.
I guess, is this old?
Yeah.
I guess this is old. Outside of the monologue, you wouldn't know.
Yeah.
I guess. Sad day, everybody. I know you guys, people are going to have a hard time with this. Donald Glover's Mr. and Mrs. Smith remake delayed till 2024.
No.
I know, dude, because the writer's strike. Oh. I know. I didn't want to put that up early because everybody's going to be so bummed out about it. The series starring Donald Glover and whoever that is, Maya Erskine, reimagines the 2005 Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie film, which is a reimagining of the original Mr. and Mrs. Smith, who nobody cared about the first time or the second time, and definitely not the third.
And that first one came out in 1941.
Yeah. Hey, and the writers are like, that's the ignorance of the writers to be like, because give us more money because we're going to give you Mr. and Mrs. Smith 3. What human walking around Earth? That's my whole thing with the writer's strike. Is like, dude, we need more money because we're going to deliver to you G Lee 3. I go, that's bad. It's bad. Not one person. Like, I'm trying to think, what would somebody like want? Like a new Garth Brooks album. People are like, yeah, we want it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we would like that. A new Morgan Wallen album.
Yep.
Yeah, we would want it. Mm-hmm. A new, when they're not playing during the season, like, we want to go. Mm-hmm. When's the new Titans season? We want to go.
Yeah.
Who on this earth is like, dude, you know what I would really like to see? A Mr. and Mrs. Smith remake of the remake. I mean, dude, that's like working at the drive-thru and never getting anyone's order right. And then to be like, dude, why am I not getting a raise? That's crazy. You're out on the picket lines with the thing up that was like, give us more representation for Mr. and Mrs. Smith 3. And you put this out like everybody's going to be. Nobody cares.
Has there ever been a third remake? There's been a trend of a lot of remakes recently.
And one, twos, and threes.
Those are sequels.
Yo, yeah.
Has there ever? This is the same movie three times.
Yeah.
Has there ever been a third remake where it's like, hey, yeah, we took it from 41 and then we did it in 2005. And then
we're doing it again.
Are doing it again in 2023.
Yeah. If you have like the Ghostbusters remake, it's like a different
plot.
Yeah, I think.
I think so
too.
Yeah.
What's that one where Tom Cruise is in the airplane?
Mission Impossible?
No. Really?
He literally hung out of an airplane.
Tom Cruise
movie.
In
it's
the
like
airplane.
One of the most famous stunts of all time.
I was going to say Mission Impossible.
No, he goes to fight school.
Oh, Top Gun?
Top Gun, dude. Wow, dude.
Wow. I do feel dumb now.
Yeah.
Top Gun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Same plot or no? Didn't see it. I don't know.
I think it's new. Top Gun 2
okay.
is new.
Okay.
They go back, or I don't know, right? It has to be.
I'm curious. What? Here we go. 20 of the most remade movies of all time.
Oh, they remade multiple times?
It's from Insider, so who knows how reputable
Okay, Huckleberry. Oh, yeah, nice, dude.
Just saying.
Yeah, we stand with Barstool.
Just saying.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
A Star is Born was canceled. Released four times.
No.
37, 54, 1976, and 2018.
Really?
That's dumb.
Did you watch the one?
Do you know what's even dumber is that it won everything when it
came
out?
Yeah. And probably every time.
And I didn't. I thought it was a new movie.
I didn't know that.
I hate that, dude.
Hold on. A Star is Born was released four times in 1937. So
1937.
All right, keep going.
And then it even says the basic plot of A Star is Born has remained the same. Each remake has put a slightly different spin on the story. But... No. Phantom of the Opera.
I made a bunch of times.
Oliver Twist.
All right, made a bunch of times.
Great Gatsby has been remade four times.
Wow.
Dude, this is blowing my mind.
Nothing's original, man.
All right, so we're going like, hey, stop with these remakes. They've been doing that.
Yeah, we're late to the party.
Oh.
Jungle Book.
Wow, dude. Really?
Great Expectations. Yeah. Robin Hood. Those are like classic tales, though.
Five remakes.
I'll give you those because they're like, those are like nursery rhymes, kind of.
Yeah.
Robin Hood and stuff. Like those you can, I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
Treasure Island.
These are all
Musketeers.
Classics.
Yeah, dude. But
I went to when I was at the, what's it called? The middle school football game.
Mm-hmm.
The cheerleaders were doing like, we did this one.
Yeah.
Like, that's the same one.
Yeah.
They still doing that?
Yeah. The only thing I would say about this Mr. and Mrs. Smith thing is I do like Donald Glover a lot.
Too.
And
I
I do think he's an incredible creative mind.
Hold on. Let's pause. Do we have to hear what Drew Barrymore has to say? Dude, you know what's a favorite about that?
What?
I don't care about that at all.
Yeah.
But like when what's Ashton Kutcher's wife's name?
Mila.
When they want to be like relatable, they don't wear makeup.
Yes.
Have you seen that?
Yes.
That's like the thing.
Her specifically. She's been doing that a while.
She has?
No, Mila Kunis has.
Oh, yeah. Because like when he's like, hey, guys, I'm just like you.
Yeah.
Like all the glam and the hair and for all the red carpets, when they want your sympathy.
Right.
Or your forgiveness or to let them back in.
Right.
No makeup.
Right.
Wow,
yeah,
dude.
Pretty transparent.
Hey, you know what? Men have been exposed by Strawberry Milk Girl.
Yeah.
Women are being exposed here.
Mm.
Whenever they would come with no makeup.
All right, but we got to do it with love, though, the same way Georgia did.
You know what I love about women? I can't do it.
Right.
I can't do it. No, no dude.
Because you don't mean it.
No.
She's genuine, and we're just like,
you're like, no, you're lying. Yeah. Drew Barrymore had to apologize for something this week. Who knows or cares?
Yeah.
And she's like she's in her kitchen.
Yeah, dude.
Although, to be fair, I've made an apology video for my kitchen.
Hey, pot, meat kettle.
This is tough for me, dude.
I can't believe you just walked yourself in.
I made an apology video from my kitchen.
Were you wearing makeup?
I was not.
Well. Look who wants sympathy.
I wasn't wearing makeup, but I was. I do remember going like, all right, we can't be like, and I did it off my cell phone.
Mm-hmm.
Cause I go, we can't be like produced. We can't be produced. I go, this can't be produced. And I have to say it from the heart.
Yeah.
And I can't read it also.
Uh-huh.
Now, we like probably did it a couple times.
Sure.
But we didn't. I make videos.
You and Drew, dude. You and Drew. You, Drew, and Mila. Mount Rushmore of
no makeup.
Looking for sympathy.
No makeup. Yeah. I was to make sure it was lit appropriately. And then I was like, listen, guys.
Yeah.
It's not. There's not 30 PR people behind this camera. It's just us here.
Isn't take 34.
No.
We're fine.
Hey, dude. Mr. and Mrs. Smith 4.
Yeah, so I like to think Donald Glover would do something to make it unique and creative and cool.
Wait.
That said, I'd like to see him make a different movie that has not already been made 3 times.
And I'll be honest. I don't have time. I don't have a problem with this being made.
Sure.
I have a problem with the writers on strike, and then that's what they're producing.
Mm.
Yeah.
What are they? So they're on the late night slots. They're just showing remakes.
Yeah. And no. And has anyone raised a hand?
Right.
No.
Because no one's watching.
No, dude. No one is. Has any? Have you heard anyone? You asked me.
Yeah.
You just asked me September 20th.
Yep.
Of 2023. What are they doing with the late night shows? Just playing remakes. Because you didn't know.
Haven't noticed. Haven't noticed there being a void in my life, because there is not. They could air really cool stuff during that time. Why would they not use that time to spotlight, I don't know, new scripts that people have, like new projects people put together? Like
anything.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, during COVID, he was doing it from his house,
mm-hmm.
wasn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Jimmy Fallon was like at his house.
Yep.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Sheesh, man.
Oh, man. We got one email?
We got one email.
One email. Let's get to it. Is it about Andrew?
It is Andrew, about
Andrew. Are you prepared for this?
Probably not.
Here we go. Great. Read it out loud.
It says, Andrew, go ahead.
You want me to read it?
Sure, bud.
Andrew has time and time again proven his value as an asset to the pod.
Mm-hmm.
Exceeded all expectations, filling in for Alex.
Mm-hmm.
Vietnam, you're welcome. And quote, the Lord only asked for 10 are top tier podcast moments.
Mm-hmm.
He's now being recognized in public, making him a borderline celebrity.
Mm-hmm.
If y'all don't get him a mic, I will personally start a GoFundMe to get him one. Wow.
Hey, hey.
How about?
Right give it to there, him. Dude, right there,
hey,
bro.
Thank you all. Thank you all.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Now, give that man his flowers.
Yeah. He's immediately turned into Deion Sanders.
Right.
And they're like, all right, too cocky.
I come in next week with just shades and a thick chain.
Yeah. Yes, he has his own desk. Like, how'd you get that desk? Yeah. No, I'm there.
Yeah.
You're sitting back here.
How did this happen? That's funny because I was talking about the Deion Sanders thing.
Yeah.
Where like Deion Sanders, we talked about this before on the pod,
mm-hmm.
where he came from Jackson State,
yep.
which was irrelevant, put him on the map.
Yeah.
Okay. Then takes, and everybody's like, dude, Deion Sanders, good for him, getting all these recruits. He knows how to recruit, use social media. Dude, this is awesome.
Yeah.
Takes the job at Colorado, now a Division I power conference team in, what are they, Mountain West, Big 12, Big 10, I don't know what they're in. They're like, dude, he's never going to win there. Never going to succeed. It's going to be impossible. Beats a top 25 team first week. Second week, wins. And then he's like, and then he goes, the coach of Colorado State this week said something about it. He's like, well, when I, and then he got, he's like, we're going to show him who's boss now, and we're going to stomp on their throats, and we're going to shove it down. And you're like, then you go, oh, too much, Deion.
Uh-huh.
Then I go, I'm going for Colorado State.
Mm-hmm.
And like, it just switched to, we're like, love, 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 love. No, too much.
What, you rooted for Colorado State?
I wanted Colorado State to win.
I was with Deion.
Yeah,
you were riding with Deion?
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, let me know when you get off.
Yeah, I'm riding with Deion until further notice.
All right, but it's gonna that happens to everybody.
Yeah,
that happens to me. They go, we love him, we support him, good at it. Nah, too much.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's hard though, because like it's hard for him to go too far for me. I think because they are such underdogs against like those top tier teams.
Them
beating TCU was massive,
huge.
Them beating Colorado State,
huge.
Not very massive.
Yeah, not very massive.
It's
They shouldn't beat them.
They're unranked. Yeah. Like they should crush them.
Yeah.
But now,
what's a scenario where you're off Deion?
If they win the national championship this year or something like that,
yeah,
I'm all on board.
Yeah,
but if then they come out and try to be the underdog next year,
I'm off
because it's like, hey, you're not the underdog anymore.
Yeah, you're.
Imagine if Alabama started to be like, well, and some fans do.
Yeah,
they start to play like, oh, they counted us out, and it's like, dude, no one counted you out. You're Alabama.
You can still succeed, but you have to switch up the narrative.
Yeah.
You're like, we got a target on our backs.
Yes. Bingo. Yeah. And now I'm back.
Yeah. Then you're like, all right, good.
I'm back with you now.
I know what that is.
Mm-hmm.
And we're on top, and it's tough to remain up here.
Yeah.
We want to stay up here, and we're going to do the best we can.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm with you. I'm riding with Deion.
Oh, yeah. You're riding with Deion.
Yeah.
All right, dude. 3 weeks in a row. He's 3-0. We going out this week. We're headed up to Canada, baby.
Yes, sir.
We're going all over the charts, baby. Come see us up in Ottawa, Peterborough, London, Ontario. I'm sure I'll come back next week with some stories
mm-hmm.
about the Canadians.
Can't wait.
Justin Trudeau's coming to the show.
Is he actually?
Really? No.
Oh, goodness. I was like, bro, what?
I'm so surprised by that. He would come.
I was going to be excited, not surprised.
Wait, where's the capital?
The capital of
Ottawa,
Canada?
I think it is Ottawa. Where's Justin Trudeau live?
I don't know what the capital of Canada is.
What is the capital of Canada? I think it's Ottawa. Or might be that might be the capital of Ontario.
It is Ottawa, you're right.
City of Canada? No. Southern outside. Mm-hmm. It's all of Canada? Ottawa. Yeah. We're going to the capital.
There you go.
And we're going to storm it. Now. to wrap the show up, as always, with things we do not care about for the week of September the 20th. Number one, Colin Kaepernick's return to the NFL. Number two, Real Housewife Shannon Bedore arrested for DUI hit and run. The Roman Empire, Drew Barrymore, all things Oprah, and as always, the writer's strike. We'll see you next week.
I mean, yeah, sure, it was a little weird, but on the net, it was a positive. You cannot be serious. On the net, it's a positive.